Welcome to episode 3, Peer Relationships Podcast. Today, we will be discussing the topic of friendships and the relationships between you and your peers.
Today's host is me, Tom, and one thing I like is mountain biking.
Me, Barbara, and one thing I like is watching Love Island.
And me, Aika. The things I like are my dogs.
We will be discussing a few questions. The first one is, how do your parents react to your peer relationships?
It kind of depends on the parents, as their opinions may vary by how they were brought up. They may have had bad experiences with their peers when they were younger, but they may have had an amazing experience with their peers. It may also depend on how you present your peers to your parents.
Exactly. Like, if you tell your parents that your peer has maybe not been so nice in the past, this may affect your parents' views, and they may not want you to be friends with them, even though they might have changed.
Good point, Barbara. Parents may also not want you being friends with someone of the opposite gender, as they may think that they may end up wanting to date you.
Excellent point. This feeds on to our second question. Do parents have favourites when it comes to who you are friends with?
Again, it does depend on the parents and their experiences. Sometimes my mum would have a problem taking one of my friends for a lift, whereas they would feel okay with one of my other friends.
Good point, Aika. My parents would prefer me hanging out with some of my mates than other ones. They may not even have a reason to prefer some of my mates.
Good response. Me? I don't often tell my parents about all our peer relationships. The main reason is because I don't want them to get involved, and sometimes I feel pressured into saying yes to do things with my friends and family together, as I feel nervous around people, and I can't be myself.
Amazing answers. Get ready for our final question. What are the signs of an unhealthy peer relationship?
For me, it's the pressure of doing something I don't want to do, feeling left out or pushed away, or just people constantly making jokes about me. Sometimes an unhealthy relationship is hard to spot, as you're under the influence of their actions.
I agree too. Just like Tom said, it's the feeling of doing something you don't want to do. It's an unhealthy trait to force people to do this, especially if your peers who's making you do this. Luckily, I don't have many experiences with unhealthy relationships, and I think we should just all be kind to each other, and the world would just be a better place.
Nice responses, guys. I fully agree as well. An unhealthy relationship is that feeling of being uncomfortable or pressured by your peers. Like I said earlier, it's that manipulative and controlling behaviour that are signs of unhealthy relationships. Another sign is bullying or constant mocking of you. A little bit of banter now and then can be fun, but when it gets too much, that can cross the line and feelings will get hurt.
Okay, that's all the questions we have for today, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and learned something today.
Thanks for listening. Bye.